At Home in My Town, a program dedicated to the unique places where we live, work, and play. I'm Stuart Shepherd. On this week's program, we feature Odyssey, an idyllic small Midwestern town. But is Odyssey trapped in the past? Investigative reporter Connie Kendall explores that question.
Hi, I'm Connie Kendall, and welcome to Odyssey, a town that evokes days gone by, an America of the 1940s or 1950s. But this isn't one of those historical villages that you'll find dotted around the country. These people live this way without even trying. Care to join me for a visit? Morning comes to Odyssey.
Morning, Leah. Morning, Rachel. How are my two fine girls this morning? Oh, that's good.
A couple of miles out of town, Tom Riley, a city councilman and former mayor, feeds his horses. A white sun rises beyond the trees of his apple orchard. A watering can sits next to the old water pump near the front porch of Tom's house. This is picture postcard America, a hint of days gone by, and yet it is here and now. Is this the 21st century? Not everyone thinks so. Some former citizens of Odyssey have made a career out of making fun of the town. Here's former town council member Philip Glossman on a local radio show.
Phil.
Mr. Glossman, actually.
Yeah, whatever. One of your fellow citizens, Rusty Gordon, he was on my show last week and seems to have made a career out of blasting Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? You live there. Is it as stuck in the past as Rusty says?
Are you kidding? Stuck? Super glued, cemented, fossilized.
I like that.
No, it's like the last 50 years have never happened.
Maybe they didn't.
Well, is life in Odyssey stuck in the past? Here's the mayor of the town, Margaret Fay.
Well, what some people call stuck in the past, it's actually another word for feeling at home, feeling safe. That's how people feel in Odyssey. Oh, we have all the amenities of modern life, but with a simpler attitude.
Okay, so that sounds good. But the question is, what is it about Odyssey that causes these accusations? That's what we're going to explore. In the corridors of City Hall, along the businesses of Main Street, and in the outlying neighborhoods, hopefully we'll be able to answer the question, is Odyssey a town trapped in the past?
At Home in My Town, we'll be right back. Stay with us. And now, let's head back to At Home in My Town with today's on-the-spot reporter, Connie Kendall, from the picture-perfect small town of Odyssey, where anyone would want to live, even me.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning at the Farnsworth Committee Room at City Hall. It's the monthly meeting of Odyssey's Historical Society. Jack Allen, the proprietor of J&J Antiques, and local techno geek Eugene Meltzner have discovered an important piece of information buried in the archives.
What information, Jack?
A time capsule. The one buried here in town.
This is the first I've heard about it. When was this time capsule buried?
100 years ago.
Well, why didn't we know about this?
Well, I bought a collection of books and furniture from the Dickinson estate. And in one of the books, I found a clipping from the Odyssey Illustrated Times 100 years ago. Almost exactly, with a photo of the townspeople burying a time capsule.
Do you know where it is?
Well, Eugene has a pretty good idea.
Yes. Well, if someone will dim the lights, I'll show you on the screen.
I'll get it.
Thank you. Now, you'll see in the photograph here many of the town's dignitaries from the time. There's Mayor Wells, Josh McAllister, and others. Note the hole in the ground of the time capsule there on the left.
Oh, this could be anywhere in Odyssey.
True, though you may notice the tree in the background.
That could be any oak tree.
Well, actually, Mayor, not any, since as you look at the close-up I produced here of the tree, you'll see that someone carved a heart into the bark with those initials, E-M and L-P. Now we need only find that tree, and then we'll know where the time capsule is buried.
And how do you propose finding that tree with those initials?
Miss McAllister.
Eleanor McAllister is one of the oldest living citizens here in Odyssey and a member of one of the founding families.
I'm old, but you know, I wasn't alive 100 years ago. This was before my time.
I understand. But since your father is in the photograph...
Yeah, that's him on the far right. But I don't remember him speaking of a time capsule.
What about that oak tree?
Well, there are a lot of oak trees around town, Jack.
Yeah, but look at this close-up of the bark. The carved heart, those initials.
E-M and L-P. Oh, I know those initials. That would be Ernest McAllister, my great-uncle, and Lil Pollard. Oh, it's a family legend. Dear Ernest loved Lil, but her family wouldn't let her go near him. They were furious when they saw that he'd carved her initials in that tree out there in front of the whole world.
The whole world?
Yes, that's right. The tree is in the center of town.
Oh, where exactly is that?
Back in the day, it was the municipal park. But before they turned it into a parking lot for Finneman's Market, you go and look for yourself. The tree is standing right in the middle of the parking lot with a little fence around it.
And so hope returns in the search for Odyssey's time capsule. Jack, what's next?
I'm going to Finneman's Market.
Oh, well, you two must have some more crumpets before you go.
Thank you. Okay, while we eat crumpets, let's go to Mandy Strasberg, who's exploring a few other parts of Odyssey.
Welcome to the Harlequin Dinner Theater.
Edwin Blackard is in rehearsals for a new original play based on the entire works of William Shakespeare, in which he performs all of the parts alone. Mr. Blackard, considering your theater seems to specialize in old plays, would you agree that Odyssey seems to be trapped in the past?
Trapped in the past? Oh, no, 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 no. Not trapped.
What is the most recent modern play you've performed?
There was the
Prince of Denmark Street.
Yes.
And what was that about?
It was Hamlet, set in a modern corporate office.
Uh-huh. So your new plays are based on old plays.
When you put it that way.
Your theater, the Harlequin, also evokes times past. Does anyone even know what a Harlequin is anymore?
I would hope that everyone knows what a Harlequin is.
What is it?
You must be joking. Tell her, Shakespeare.
Well, it's a, I didn't name the theater, you know.
But you must know what a harlequin is.
A harlequin is a type of fish.
Shakespeare?
A skin disease.
I am vexed to the core. All these years together and you don't know what a harlequin is?
A musical instrument.
Oh... You are a harlequin, Shakespeare.
No need to be rude, sir.
I'm not. A harlequin comes from the Italian theater, the word arlecchino, and is traditionally a comic servant.
Is it?
Oh. Please turn off the microphone. I can't bear his humiliation.
Back to Connie in the studio.
Eugene Meltzner is considered by some to be a local genius. I met him next to an oak tree in the middle of the parking lot at Finneman's Market, trying to find the time capsule that may rest somewhere beneath the pavement.
Okay, what are you doing with all this stuff, Eugene?
Stuff, Miss Kendall? This highly sophisticated equipment allows me to do an X-ray, as it were, of what's under this parking lot. You see, we've used metal detectors and performed spectroscopic examinations, and we believe we may have found something that could be the time capsule.
Well, how can you be sure?
Well, it looks like one.
As the diggers begin their work smashing through the pavement, crowds gather to watch. It actually takes 3 hours and 22 minutes. And then, amidst piles of asphalt, dirt, and old lettuce, the big moment arrives as something is found beneath the ground.
Wait, stop there. We found something. Down there.
Eugene Meltzner is climbing into the hole where, amazingly, a canister is unearthed.
Okay, bring him around. Bring him around.
He's signaling the work crew to bring over the hoist.
Okay, pull it up.
And, yes, he may have found the time capsule. But it looks like a barrel?
Mayor Fay is summoned from City Hall, where she takes her place at a podium made of stacked fruit crates.
This is a significant occasion in the life of our town. Those of us who are witnessing the rediscovery of the time capsule will remember forever what we were doing.
What? Please, Eugene, don't buzz around my ear like that. What's wrong?
It's not the time capsule.
What?
It's not the time capsule.
Not the... Then what is it?
The container of garbage.
Garbage? Somebody left us garbage?
Well, it would appear that the construction workers who put in the parking lot did indeed do so.
I'll be in my office.
I'm here with Kenneth Pape, a local contractor. Mr. Pape, I understand that you were a member of the construction crew that paved Finneman's parking lot, right? If I understand correctly, you buried that canister of garbage beneath the parking lot?
Oh, well, technically it's not garbage. It's just a collection of lunch bags, sandwich wrappers, soda cans, and, well, yeah, it's garbage.
What's it doing there?
Well, old man Dillard, the owner of the paving company, didn't want to pay to have it all taken to the dump. So he told me to bury it, and so I did. Come to think of it, it's kind of like our own little time capsule, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Coming up in part three of our story, we'll enjoy an ice cream cone complete with curlicue in Odyssey's favorite hangout, Wit's End. And we'll meet a very eccentric detective. That's next when At Home in My Town continues. This is At Home in My Town, and I'm Stuart Shepherd. In the conclusion to our investigative report asking the question, is Odyssey stuck in the past? Connie Kendall shows us around her hometown as the citizens of Odyssey search for a missing time capsule.
In Odyssey, if you want to solve a mystery, you can turn to the town's one and only private detective. Marvin Washington met him to talk.
Thanks, Connie. Yes, I'm with Harlow Doyle, who is in his office eating what are you eating, Mr. Doyle?
Oh, a peanut butter and banana sandwich, my young documentor. The food staple of every private eye's life, you know.
Well, what kind of cases are you working on?
You ever heard about the missing time capsule?
Yeah.
Well, so have I! I've got my eye on one or two suspects, even as we speak. They might be us.
Suspects? I don't think the time capsule was stolen.
What time capsule?
The one that's missing.
Says you in what army? Look, kid, if something is missing, then my motto is, somebody knows where that missing thing is, and I'm the somebody who's going to find that missing thing out that somebody knows about, et cetera, and so on. What was the question?
Do you think that Odyssey is trapped in the past?
Trapped? That's absurd.
Well, but everybody in town's obsessed with the missing time capsule. Doesn't that right there prove that Odyssey is...
The missing time capsule, Great Sebastian's toenail clippers. We should be preoccupied about missing capsules. I need those for my allergies.
Well, what are you allergic to?
Dry paint.
All right, let's return to Connie.
Great, let's! Who are you talking to?
If Odyssey isn't actually stuck in the past, it certainly seems interested in it. Mandy is with a man who has turned his interest in history into one of Odyssey's greatest landmarks.
On the east of Main Street, just bordering the vast expanse of McAllister Park, you'll find a Victorian-style ice cream parlor called Wit's End, a play on words that reflects owner John Avery Whitaker's background as an English teacher. Mr. Whitaker, an old-fashioned soda shop in our modern times, a place for kids without all the latest techno-gizmos and games, isn't that outdated?
Well, I don't know about outdated. I use some pretty cutting-edge technology around here. But I use it to make sure that the kids are learning while they're having fun.
Part of that is through the Bible, right? You're interested in bringing the Bible and history to life for the kids who come here.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're working on a new idea, I've heard.
Yeah, I am. Would you like to get an early look? I haven't formally opened it yet.
Well, sure.
All right. This way.
So, with all this emphasis on history, what do you think of the accusation that Odyssey is stuck in the past?
Stuck in the past? I don't think we're stuck there. But you know, there's nothing wrong with trying to preserve the richness and beauty of what's come before us. It's a recurrent theme in the Bible, for example. God constantly reminds the nation of Israel to remember, not for the old time's sake or nostalgia, but because of what the past means to us today. Ah, here we are. I call it the gallery.
Wow, the gallery is a good name for it. The walls are covered with color photographs of famous people from history. There's Abraham Lincoln, Michelangelo, St. Paul, Florence Nightingale, and more. And they look so lifelike. So, what makes this gallery so special?
Well, let's ask someone to find out.
Ask someone like who?
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Really?
Yeah. Here, come on over here. Mr. Lincoln, Mr. President, would you please explain why I invented this gallery?
Thank you, Whit. I'd be honored to.
Wow.
4 weeks and 7 hours ago, John Whittaker brought forth an idea that kids of all ages might learn more about history and get help with their homework if they could actually talk to people from history.
This is amazing, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, I'm glad you think so. You know, I believe it makes a big difference if we can think of the people from history as people rather than just names in a book. Do you want to ask anyone a question?
Well, I've always been interested in Florence Nightingale.
All right, she's right over there.
Thank you. While I explore this part of history, let's rejoin Connie as the search continues for another part over at City Hall.
Jack Allen and Odyssey's Historical Society certainly wishes that Whit would invent something to help them find the missing time capsule. How's it going, Jack? Have you found anything at Finneman's Market?
No. We gave up after Eugene did a lot of tests and decided there wasn't anything else under the ground there.
Then are you giving up?
Oh, no. But we changed our strategy, see? We sent Eugene over to the Odyssey Times to see what he may find in their archives. He called a little while ago and said he was coming straight over. I'm expecting him any second.
Mr. Allen, I think I found it.
The time capsule? Where?
Well, I've been searching through articles about the time capsule itself, and then it occurred to me to look up articles about the park where it was originally buried.
And?
And in 1942, after America joined the war, some local citizens decided that the town needed a shelter in case the enemy attacked.
You mean they thought the Germans or the Japanese would attack Odyssey?
Evidently. So the town's ladies' auxiliary dug trenches and put in sandbags and a shelter in the municipal park.
Where the time capsule was originally buried.
Precisely. But Charles Donegal, the mayor at the time, decided that the time capsule should be moved from the park and put somewhere else for safekeeping.
So where did the mayor move it?
To the basement of a building. A building that was then called the Fillmore Recreation Center.
The Fillmore Recreation Center?
Indeed. Which, as you know, later became Wits End.
It would seem that in Odyssey, at least, all roads lead to Wit's End. And in this case, no one could have been more surprised than Whit himself.
The time capsule is here? Well, that's incredible. I guess we should go down and have a look.
A few hours later, and Eugene has done his tests. He confirms that there's something under the ground in the basement of Wit's End.
I'm reluctant to make any promises, considering what happened last time.
A crew arrives and the digging commences. 1 hour, 2 hours. Suddenly, there are whispers that something has been found. Jack Allen makes a phone call to the mayor, who arrives 10 minutes later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have unearthed the time capsule. We'll have it moved to City Hall, where we'll open it formally at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's 10 o'clock on a cloudy morning, and Odyssey's dignitaries are joined by the members of the Historical Society behind a podium with the city seal.
Mayor Fay is about to pull the rope to unveil the time capsule.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Odyssey Time Capsule.
It is shaped like a bullet with a door on the side. Mayor Fay tugs at the handle with no success. Jack Allen assists her. Between the two of them, the door is wrenched open. Jack Allen moves to the microphone.
There is a plaque. Mayor Fay?
It says, "To the good people of Odyssey, we humbly present these artifacts of our lives, representing a small sampling of the items that served us usefully in our daily lives, or brought us curiosity, enjoyment, and wonder. Let them be a witness of our time, and may you ultimately meditate upon how fleeting is this life and how timeless is service rendered to God and the betterment of man. May this be a small reminder of the lessons of our lives and times, in the hope they will benefit yours. We wish you peace and prosperity. God bless the people of Odyssey in any generation." And now the Historic Committee will carefully remove the items. We will properly display them later here at City Hall.
As the gathered crowd watches, the Historical Society begins the work of removing the contents of the time capsule.
A lady's gingham sunbonnet.
An Acme men's shaving set, including a straight razor, leather shaving.
Heidelberg alternating current electric belt.
A 14-carat gold railway watch and fob.
An antique book commemorating the 50th anniversary of the
toy
town.
Toy passenger steam locomotive and train.
The Columbia Grand Graphophone.
An Edgemere banjo.
A special edition of the Odyssey Times.
Parker breech loading shotgun.
An encyclopedia called The New American Physician.
A Bible with a name embossed on the cover.
This last item Jack Allen sets aside. Later, after the ceremony has finished, he leaves City Hall with the Bible and journeys once again to the home of Miss Eleanor McAllister.
A second visit, Jack? You know, people are going to talk.
Oh, no. I've brought something for you to see from the time capsule.
Oh, you found it. Oh, I'm so happy. You were going to look awfully silly digging a lot of holes all over town. Yeah. What did you bring me?
Well, here. I can't give it to you, but I thought you should have a look.
A Bible. Oh, it's my family Bible. Well, isn't that something? It's quite large, isn't it?
Yeah, there are photos glued in the front pages with the family tree.
Of course. My family did that rather than list a bunch of meaningless names. Oh, there's my grandfather and grandmother on my daddy's side, and my daddy and my mother. Oh, look. I believe she was pregnant with my oldest brother when this photograph was taken. Oh, and look at that handwriting. Do you see how beautiful it was? That was my mother's, too. She had such lovely handwriting. I haven't seen it in years. Oh, thank you so much for letting me see this, Jack. Thank you.
You're welcome, Miss McAllister.
Turn off that microphone, young lady. I must look a fright.
As it turns out, there is a strong connection between Odyssey and the past. But is it stuck there? I'll go back to something Witt said earlier. Odyssey is a town, like any town, that recognizes the value of the past, as that past teaches and helps make today's experiences that much richer. And whether it's in a time capsule, or a talking gallery, or an ice cream sundae at an old-fashioned parlor, the day-to-day moments we all experience wherever we live will soon be gone. Cherish them now, in the time capsule you carry with you always, your heart. I'm Connie Kendall.
You've been listening to At Home in My Town, a program dedicated to the unique places where we live, work, and play. We were assisted today by the good folks at Focus on the Family, including writer-director Paul McCusker, sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. We also appreciate the voice work of Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Corey Burton, Alan Young, Earl Bowen, Arya Curzon, Kendra Berry, Alexandra Kenworthy, and Shirley Mitchell, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Join us next time at home in my town, here on Adventures in Odyssey. I'm Stuart Shepherd. Good day, everyone.